Hi, I'm Ken Carroll. These recordings are provided by ChinesePod.com.
This is a Learning 2.08 conference podcast. This and all conference conversations recorded live in September 2008.
About what they want, how they would like to have it, why they would like to have it, and the parents are in the same position as well. And we feel that will make a much better decision in the long run as to how our implementation goes ahead.
So, kind of the nuts and bolts question about implementation, for those schools that have or are doing it, of those schools who are running one-to-one, did the students bring in their own? Did the school provide? When they break, who's responsible to keep them running? If you have outbreaks of viruses and the like, what does it look like on the ground?
For us, the school provides. Kids have no access to install passwords or to install programs specifically for virus reasons. The school, if there's a break-in, we've got a tech department that will come in and try and sort it out and replace it. If you need a new hard drive, they'll swap it out, hopefully in minutes.
We need an efficient technology department who's got they have a very good antivirus program, very good security. They can bring their own sticks with them, they can release their CDs.
You know,
we don't restrict that, but they cannot
this morning
their computers
with consent.
And that's
TA,
where you at?
Who's
that? Eunice
Hanoi. At Korea International, we kind of went the opposite way. The students buy the computers, and they own them. They're responsible for, but we put common software on it. And we're doing it right now. We have a week off. We collected 600 laptops for the Milk Hut, and some poor guys are sitting in a room right now re-imaging all of them. So they're all going to be up to date with software. We buy like site licenses for the programs we want them to have. Then it's up to them. They'll go home and they'll add on what they want, but there's certain software we want them to have that we're all using. And so we make sure we stay on top of that. And this is part of the agreement. If you come to our school, you have to get this computer and you have to have the software.
And it also means you get them, so if it breaks.
Well, we have a Mac, an actual representative from Mac 3 days a week for tech support Monday, Wednesday, Friday on our campus. And we also have we have loaners. So if someone's computer dies, we get them a loaner until they can get it fixed. So we try and, but they are kind of responsible for it. So what happens is most of the students buy it through the school. Like, we kind of make an arrangement through Apple. A few students buy it on their own, and then they're not covered under that on-site service element. So then, that's happened a few times already where their computer dies, and they're really hurt for a week or so until they can get that fixed. So
it's good value added there.
You know, I think that gets back to your original question, though, because we're using laptop cards. So we have enough laptops that any teacher who wants to use laptops with their class can. Yeah. And every kid probably, I imagine, every single kid has a computer at home. There are a few who are new, just moved in and still haven't got their shit in, right? But in general, all of our kids have computers. So what it comes to, the thing that makes the one-to-one different, the reason that we're kind of going down that road is that we have software we want them to use. We have a continuity. We're doing this in class. You should be able to replicate that at home. Mm-hmm. And there's not even a guarantee that you've got Office at home. You know, that you might have a computer with Works or something on.
Once again, yeah. I think it's important if you're going one-to-one, you want to be on that, have everybody on the same playing field. Because if the teacher's using one thing and the student's doing it, then it becomes a big mess. So if you have that common software platform, it doesn't matter what you choose, as long as everybody has the same thing, then you know you're going to be able to communicate with each other.
I'm not sure I agree with that, actually.
Oh, okay.
I actually came from a school where we did that. And in the middle school, everyone actually across the platform. Everyone had to have a Mac, and then everyone switched to PC. They had it for 4 years. They bought them. They had admin access to their machines. If they wiped everything out, we just re-imaged it again. It's a good learning experience for them. they're a few tears once in a while, but mostly no. But every year when I was still there, kids would start to argue with me. I want to buy my own machine. I want to build my own machine. And every year I found it harder and harder to justify making them go the school route, because I think just about everything that we really needed them to do, they could do with whatever platform they chose to use. I think it was more to make the teachers feel comfortable. And my sense is that now, depending on your culture or your context, it's a lot easier to just let them do it. As long as they can get the work done, it doesn't have to all be the same.
I sort of agree with that. We're on the cusp of doing this, and we've had this debate. It's a massive one, isn't it?
it's like,
yeah,
it's a big go this way, and there's loads of drawbacks, loads of advantages. You can go this way, and just have a different set of drawbacks and disadvantages and advantages.
Before we go any further,
it's kind of in your second or third stage of growth. I mean,
Put your lids down. I don't want to interrupt the conversation. Do you want to be back here for session 7 to continue this conversation? Session 7 is the next unconference. Session 5, Lori Heichel is in here. Session 6. What I'm hoping, go to session 5, session 6, think, soak it in, and session 7, if you want to continue this conversation, come right back here. Sound good?
408 is a similar conversation happening right now.
There you go, 408 for Julie Lindsay. Similar conversation.
Oh, just a time argument so we can come up with.
Fantastic idea.
Just documented that. Just like, how should two other people went about it? Like I said,
I'm going to Are released under a Creative Commons 3.0 share alike license. To learn more about the Learning 2.08 conference, visit our website at learning2cn.ning.com.